Thank you for tuning in to Speaking of My History. This week on Speaking of My History, we're talking about Claudette Colvin. Claudette Colvin, born September 5th, 1939. Claudette Colvin is a pioneer of the civil rights movement. On March 2nd, 1955, she was arrested for refusing to give up her seat on a bus in segregated Montgomery, Alabama, 9 months prior to Rosa Parks' famous arrest for the same offense. Colvin was adopted by Q.P. Colvin and Mary Ann Colvin. Her father mowed lawns and her mother worked as a maid. Claudette Colvin grew up in a poor black neighborhood of Montgomery, Alabama. In 1943, at the age of 4, she received her first impression of struggles and segregation. She was at a retail store with her mother when a couple of white boys entered. They asked her to touch hands in order to compare them. Seeing this, her mother slapped her in the face and told her that she was not allowed to touch the white boys. Like most people, I was taught that it was Rosa Parks' civil disobedience, she refused to give up her bus seat to a white man, that sparked the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott in 1955. But more than 9 months before Parks' arrest, a 15-year-old high school student, Claudette Colvin, was taken into custody when she refused to relinquish her seat on a Montgomery bus. It happened on March 2nd, 1955, during Negro History Week, when Colvin learned about the 14th Amendment and equal protection under the law. Colvin, who boarded the bus with other students from Booker T. Washington High School, refused to move from her seat for white passengers. Even after the bus driver ordered her, she yelled, "It's my constitutional right." Those were powerful words to be uttered by a young girl. Students' daily lives were affected by injustice under the Jim Crow segregation laws. They couldn't eat at lunch counters or even try on clothes in a store. Colvin had enough.
Reporters have asked me, and that is, why didn't you move when asked? And my answer is, I tell them all the time, history had me glued to the seat. It felt like Harriet Tubman was pushing me down on one shoulder and Sojourner Truth was pushing me down on the other shoulder. I was embraced spiritually by the struggle and the bravery of these two women.
Colvin's arrest was major news, and some thought that it was time to take the issue of bus segregation to the courts. But despite her bravery, intentionally she was overlooked. Many reasons have been offered over the years. She was too dark-skinned, too young, her family lived in poor parts of town. But when Colvin became pregnant by an older married man a few months later, the decision was made. Civil rights leaders felt that it would be difficult for her to undergo the scrutiny required for a legal case. Months later, 42-year-old National Association for the Advancement of Colored People secretary, seamstress and respectable married woman Rosa Parks, took history action on a Montgomery bus, which led to the boycott that lasted more than a year. Colvin, who was active in the NCAAP's Youth Council, knew Parks and was advised by her. Ultimately, Colvin joined Oretta Broder, Susie McDonald, and Mary Louise Smith as a plaintiff in a suit challenging Montgomery's segregated public transportation system, a case known as Broder versus Gale. On June 19, 1956, a three-judge panel ruled that Montgomery segregation codes deny and deprive plaintiffs and other Negro citizens similar situated of the equal protection under the laws and due process of law secured by the 14th Amendment. The U.S. Supreme Court would use this case to strike down bus segregation on December 21, 1956. Colvin now lives in New York City, where she moved after leaving Alabama in 1958. She is retired and finally getting the recognition that she deserved. Colvin has often said she is not angry that she did not get the recognition she deserved. Rather, she is disappointed. She said she felt as if she was getting her Christmas in January rather than the 25th. Claudette Colvin, a pioneer of the civil rights movement and the spark of the bus boycott. Thank you for tuning in to Speaking of My History.
History, the history of how we were treated, had me glued to the seat, and I wasn't gonna move that day. Nothing. I refused. They said, "Well, my God, you refuse." I refused to walk off the bus. So two policemen, they manhandled and pulled me off the bus, put me in the patrolman car and handcuffed me.